Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name's Steve Marks.
My name's Wade Wegner.
My name is Steve Marks.
My name is Steve Marks.
And I'm Wade Wegner.
My name is Wade Wegner.
Steve Marks.
This is Ryan Dunn.
Christian Dansberger.
Nate Totten.
Steve Marks.
This is Ryan Dunn.
Steve Marks.
Wade Wegner.
Wade Wegner.
Wade Wegner.
Michael Osham.
And I'm Nick Harris.
My name is Wade Wegner.
And I'm Steve Marks.
Steve Marks. Steve Marks. Steve Marks.
And I'm Brett.
Oh, hi, I didn't see you there. My name's Steve Marks, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special episode of Cloud Cover.
When I talk about Azure, Windows Azure, the platform, I talk about it as the cloud operating system, and the Fabric Controller is the kernel. If you take that metaphor a little further and compare it to the Windows operating system, the kernel is responsible for managing the hardware resources and defining what a process looks like, and the equivalents on Azure, managing the data center and defining what an application looks like, which is the service model, as everybody knows.
Let's do the naive thing, right? So the naive thing would be each of these instances is just updating like one row in a table somewhere. This could actually be SQL Azure, or let's just take the example of an entity in table storage.
Yep.
So there's one entity called count, has a number. They all try to update this. And the problem is that, what will happen, what will protect you from sort of concurrency errors is that table storage uses optimistic concurrency, which means when you go to update this from 5 to 6, there will be an error if it's no longer 5. So you're actually updating the version of it, of this entity that you already saw, and that's protected by E tags and conditional headers in HTTP.
So I'm someone who likes to know, like, hey, what are the exact lines of code you write, and why do they look like that? And when you can access store terabytes or petabytes of structured or unstructured data in a cost-effective way, and you can get access to it a year or two later and get insights from it. And if it's cheap enough to store and it's easy enough to actually query and crawl, you can start to do things that your company would never consider doing.
Yep.
Basically, when you use slash orders, it displays a form, and so the form here looks like so. So it's just a simple HTML form.
Yep.
With a text area and a submit button. And basically, when you hit submit, it's going to go to this post method right here called send message. And all I do is I take the message that I typed in and I hit as an argument. And this basically creates what's called a message sender object, which is how you program the service bus for the current CTP.
Mm-hmm.
And then you basically create a message. I can set a label on it. I can set some properties. I give a sort of a property bag of stuff. And then I just say send.
And so I'm going to create a brand new Silverlight phone application. Targeting Mango. And the very first thing I'm going to do is install the phone.storage NuGet package. And essentially, and I'll show you what it delivers, but it essentially delivers a library that we've built that gives you the same sort of programming experience that you get with the Windows Azure storage library, so the client libraries for Windows Azure storage. Same experience on the phones.
I think that takes us to the most magical time of the Cloud Cover show, which is the introduction to the tip of the week.
Just
pray, don't let it hurt. We We should do a 3D cloud cover.
This is why we don't touch that equipment, Steve.
Oh, wow, the reboot worked.
How do you? Why is this taking so long? But that's a pretty good thing to say. You can't say action while I'm still like, yes, yes.
You should actually watch the show once in a while, Steve.
Here it's not that good of a show. Is that a euphemism for number two?
So we're obviously cutting this part, right?
Yeah. Do you actually know how it works?
I have no idea how it works. Oh, you know what?
The internet's down.
Don't we have like a wired connection?
Do we have a wired connection here?
Some stuff, Bob, that you please don't put in there. Use your best judgment. That sounds scary. We should have Ludacris on the show.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Katy Perry is.
What's that?
Where do my hands go?
To yourself, please. No. Everything will just sort of work.
No, that's not at all correct.
Hi, my name is Wade Wagner. Welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Wade Wagner.
Best show ever.